Governor Phil Murphy, this past, I believe it was Tuesday, said again that a post-mortem analysis of the state's COVID-19 responses at locations like nursing homes, veteran homes, it'll happen. It'll happen. He still just won't say when. Well, his reason now is because about 1,000 people are still hospitalized with COVID. Said the state's not out of the woods. That's despite pandemic restrictions, mandates pretty much all lifted. You might recall there was that one, I guess they called it officially a rapid review into the Murphy administration's pandemic response that was done by Manit Health. Well, it, of course, didn't focus on nursing and veterans' homes. The conclusion would not have been, as we all know, exactly what the governor's office, the governor himself, would have wanted. Murphy said as well this past Tuesday, at least he's upfront about it, I don't have a date for you, but we're committed to it. As the stalling has continued, the administration has, on the quiet side, I guess you'd say, settled lawsuits with families of victims for about $69 million. This is among 190 lawsuits, as they say in those TV infomercials. But wait, there's more. More than 36 lawsuits have also been filed just in the last month by Veterans Home employees. They're claiming that the policies the Murphy administration put into place led to their getting sick, caused one of the nation's highest pandemic death counts. Now, this isn't to say that New Jersey is the only state where accountability is being demanded and analysis had been promised, but the other states, like New York, Massachusetts, they've already either delivered what they promised or they're in the midst of investigations regarding what they promised. But here in New Jersey, no. But when you think about it, this has just become traditional with Phil Murphy. He promised a full accounting to get to the bottom of what happened. That was back in October 2020. Said that a few days after he fired four top officials who were in charge of the homes that housed hundreds, including many of the veterans of the Korean and Vietnam Wars who fell prey to COVID. Then a year after that, Murphy said there'll be, his words, a full accounting without question, independent of my office. Said that in October 2021 during the debate as the race for New Jersey governor was going on. And then I mentioned earlier this month at his last regular pandemic briefing, Murphy said he didn't have a precise answer about when an examination would begin. It's not like he hasn't had time to think about it, right? But that his administration has committed, this is his words again, committed very much publicly to do a postmortem, and that will include long-term care. All during the stretch of time, Governor, anyone really in the Murphy administration, they haven't provided any really substantive explanation for why so many men and women died in the three nursing homes that the state operates. Actually, his administration, come to learn, that it has pretty much fought against the release of key veterans' home documents. They've been doing that now for more than a year. NorthJersey.com has been going back and forth in the courts, sued the Murphy administration last year after it denied a public records request for emails, so much for transparency, between top officials at the Department of Military Veterans Affairs over the management at the homes during the first wave of the pandemic back in the spring of 2020. Then after, as I said, going back and forth with that, with court hearings, legal filings this way, legal filings that way, the administration turned over 147 pages of documents, almost all of them completely, and I mean completely, redacted. That was the second time in a year that the Murphy administration blacked out documents that NorthJersey.com had been asking for under, again, the Public Records Act. By the book, according to process and procedure, that's a law, isn't it? Well, apparently not everyone has to follow it. But they were looking again for the documents regarding the veterans' homes. First attempt by NorthJersey.com came back in December 2020 when the administration, again, redacted a key email that tied Murphy's office to a policy where nurses and aides who use the Menlo Park home supply of protective masks without permission, they were to face disciplinary actions. Here's our promise by Murphy over and over and over again about transparency is in dire need of transparency.